Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
Hello and welcome to ctkradio.org. Today we are at the Lighthouse Workshop event. My name is Rodney Lindsay and I will be your host for the program today. With Lighthouse Workshops, we educate, inform, and empower our listeners with real-time meat and potatoes that they can implement into their lives and their businesses right now. Our focus is supporting business owners, entrepreneurs, and professionals alike. We're going to be interviewing industry leaders who are delivering from their wisdom and their abilities and their areas of expertise to you so that you really have what it takes to be effective, successful, and have longevity in your joy of life and joy of living. I decided to bring the wisdom that I've gleaned and the lessons that have been brought forth to a wider audience here at home so that people have, again, the ability to reach out, grow, and be part of a fellowship and community that is seeking knowledge and wisdom on how to be successful in life and in business. One of those industry leaders is with us today, and I'm really excited to introduce her here in just a few moments so that you get a really good idea of the caliber and quality of what Lighthouse Workshops is bringing to the table for you. Thank you for being with us today, and we're very, very excited about what today is going to deliver into your life. So today we have with us the illustrious Lauren Miller, and we're very, very happy to have her here. We've been friends for some time now, and I am just really glad. Lauren, welcome. Glad that you're here.
Thank you, Ronnie. Very excited to be here.
You bet. I'm going to share with the folks who exactly you are and why this is such an amazing opportunity to have you in front of us today. Folks, Lauren Miller is a world-renowned stress relief expert. She is an award-winning international best-selling author and speaker and founder of Stress Solutions University. You can find out more about that at stresssolutionsuniversity.com, stresssolutionsuniversity.com. She has received national recognition in Redbook, Ladies Home Journal, Family Circle, Success Magazine, CNBC and MSNBC news outlets, Lifetime and Discovery, along with an International Journal of Healing and Care. If that wasn't enough, Lauren is a certified Master Business Coach and Master NLP Practitioner and holds her Advanced Training Certificate in EFT, Energy Psychology Modalities that lead to profound inner transformation. The reason I'm being very well behaved today is that she holds a second degree black belt from the World Taekwondo Federation. In that, she has conquered two top life stressors at the same time, that being advanced cancer and divorce at the same time. Her fourth best-selling book, 5 Minutes to Stress Relief, was released by Career Press New Page Books in spring of 2013. She has also produced multiple CDs and DVDs that specifically address life stressors and anxieties and how to release them with ease, including Levity, a light sound therapy product that increases endorphins and serotonin by 25%. There's a lot more that I want you to know about Lauren, and you certainly can find out more also at laurenemiller.com. And the thing that really attracts me to Lauren is her ability to communicate effectively, empowering people with real-time tools and real-time success that they don't have to work through and work through and work through on their own or by themselves or ineffective methodologies. She has dug in deep, brought the wisdom that she's gained from her life and how Christ has blessed her with that wisdom. She's brought it to the world. Please join me in welcoming Lauren E. Miller. Are you doing great today?
I am always doing great.
You're Ronnie. Always doing
God
great.
God wakes me up on this side of the grass. It's a great day.
So that's right. That is exactly right.
It is a great day
so
already.
Tell everybody a little bit about these life stressors that you're that you've mentioned in your bio, you really address that and how important it is that stress does impact us in ways that we just are not aware of for one reason or another. Tell people how important that is to be aware of that.
Yeah, you know, really it comes down to the fact of understanding what exactly stress is. And one of the definitions that I will commonly use and share with people is stress is simply the power we give to outside circumstance to define our worth, our value, and our capability. And walking very close behind stress is fear. Mm. And fear is simply a label that we place on a situation that we don't feel capable of handling successfully. And that's where the faith piece comes in, and the verse, perfect love casts out all fear, because fear has to do with feelings of inadequacy, and God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and self-control, and along with that, courage, which is definitely something I had plenty of opportunity to practice going through advanced cancer. So God never leaves me empty-handed of good material to really practice what he's called me to teach in this world.
That's excellent.
I believe.
That's excellent. And from that wisdom that you brought into the world, where can people find that resource and what is there? Once they get to your resource, your books, your mm-hmm. websites, what exactly is it they find there and what can they implement? What have you seen happen as a result of implementing your technology?
You know, I just got some feedback today that somebody got a hold of one of my books and CDs, and they sent me a quick note and said that already it had changed their perception of life in front of them, and as a result they noticed a shift in the relationships that they really cared about. And so it's all about leaning our personality into God so that God can literally place us in the height of the human being that he's created us to be. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's referred to as personal excellence in life, being the best you can possibly be. Mm-hmm. So people, the feedback that I get is basically that they feel as if they've resurrected their inner peace again, their focus, their ability to let go of the non-essentials, those things that really don't matter, those things that distract people from what's truly important on a day in and day out basis. And just that sense of inner, like the other day, one of my clients says, you gave me a mind makeover. I have a complete mind makeover now.
That's excellent.
And so just the comments, and it's really about, I have a series, a CD series called Stress Solutions for the Soul. Mm. I actually just recently launched a 30-day, 3-minute-a-day program called Stress Solutions for the Soul.
Fantastic.
And the whole purpose of it is to basically help people remember what their soul always knows. The things that, what does the soul always knows? The soul always knows it's safe. All things are possible. That no matter what, in the body, in the tent, out of the tent, we are safe with God. There is nothing to fear. Truly nothing to fear. This is the message that comes back. It's one thing to read it. How do you apply it? So that's where the skill set comes in. What happens when you are afraid? What skill can you use to shift your mind so that you can pop out of fear into faith? What does that bridge look like? What's that made of? So these are just all the techniques that are woven into the products that I believe God does through me.
Well, it's really easy to verbally say, I have faith that things are going to work out.
Sure.
It's
sure.
really easy to, like you said, read it on a piece of paper, but implementing that, there seems to be a lacking in the world, if you will, of people being able to implement that which they learn, they see, mm-hmm. exercise, and what you're bringing to the table is that missing component.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been one of my prayers, Rodney. It's interesting. When I accepted Christ when I was 17, I knew that God had called me to give back to humanity in some way, to really, and it got very, very clear when I started my business 18 years ago, mm-hmm. is basically help people remember what they forget, because they farm out their identity to the non-essentials, to the pain on their timeline, or to a label that was placed on them that they're living under. And so that's why I continually, every summer, I do more education. I'm constantly educating myself, because I know and have confidence that the more I put in here, the more I will be able to give out and help humanity to step into their own personal excellence.
Well, another way of what you're saying is that when we operate in freedom, we operate in freedom
Galatians 5:1. Yeah.
all of the things that are pressing upon us in our daily lives, mm-hmm. we're able to achieve
and absolutely
meet that fullness of what God has granted us and the skills and talents and gifts that He's put upon us in our lives.
That's it. And I think a lot of people get stuck. They get stuck between knowing it mm-hmm. and then the actual action and then seeing the self-care systems in place and the difference on a day-to-day basis. And that's where one of my prayers is, help me to make the complex simple, God. Give me the grace, you know, because I'll read things. I'll learn new techniques. I've learned some new techniques from India and Africa lately on how to de-stress, how they de-stress. And as I learn them, my prayer is, dear God, help me to make the complex simple. So the name of my company is actually Grab and Go Stress Solutions. I don't want people to get stressed out when they read a book or read one of my books or CDs. I want them to be able to say, oh, I could do that. That's
step
doable.
One, step two.
That's,
step three,
you know, I could do right. 3 minutes a day. Those are my recent programs. Or 3 minutes a day. You know, I could do one action step in 24 hours. That's
absolutely
doable when I'm
absolutely
stressed.
Absolutely. Well, in a daily lives, people run into a lot of frustration and tension that often creates blocks of productive connections mm-hmm. and communication within our lives. Do you have any quick tips to help with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, initially, I think it's important to understand what exactly is happening when we are stressed mm-hmm. because life happens. And I can assure you, as long as we're wearing the earth suit, it will continue to happen. So our perception is actually objective. We have no emotional flare-up until we label it as a threat. So one of our greatest place of empowerment lies in our ability to manage our perceptions, to truly be able to stay, I refer to it as staying awake at the gate of your thoughts. Watch you respond to life. The goal is to stay in a place of curiosity and fascination more than you do reactive behavior. In fact, studies have shown the most successful people in life have learned to manage their reactive behavior. They've gained the skill set necessary so they're not spun by the responses of other people. So a simple tip is simply to observe how many times in your day do you react or do you stay in a curious, fascinated mindset? What can I learn from this situation?
Right.
How can I grow in faith? What do I need to release, let go of, embrace, step up? Do I need to speak my truth or be silent? This is all earth school. So it's just even just taking that one tip of saying, okay, from this moment on, I choose to be a curious and fascinated human being this week. About everything that unfolds before me, my first response is, what can I learn? What can I learn? How can this move me closer to the person God has called me to be?
Excellent. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Lauren Miller. You can find out more information at her site, stresssolutionsuniversity.com. You are listening to Lighthouse Workshops on ctkradio.org, and we're really glad that you're with us today.
The Christ to King Radio website was designed and is maintained by GECS. Website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com.
Aday Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com.
This is Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello and welcome back. This is Lighthouse Workshop Radio on ctkradio.org. Today we have a super special guest, Lauren E. Miller, with us, and we're talking about the stress factors of life. What are they? How do we deal with them? And what are some things that we can do right now to address the circumstances we find in today? So, Lauren, you know, you speak about the need for freedom in order to create. What do we need to be free from? What is it?
You know, one of my favorite verses, it's one of my first verse that I memorized when I was in a teenager, when Jesus got a hold of my heart, was Galatians 5:1, which says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Mm-hmm. So stand firm and don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery. So in that statement there, don't allow yourself. So that's empowering. Yes. Just that one little statement, don't allow yourself. Mm-hmm. So truly what that means is we have the ability to allow ourselves or not allow ourselves. So the invitation is, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm and don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery. What's the yoke of slavery? Attachment to non-essentials. Mm. What's the definition of attachment? An attachment is an emotional state of clinging due to the belief that without something, some person, some outcome, I can't be happy. Mm. It's worldly. It's the things of the world. The world focuses on attachments, accolades, successes, achievements, certificates, all of this. And I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to go through the experience of advanced cancer and the treatment, as well as two out-of-body near-death experiences when my heart stopped mm-hmm. and the MRSA staph mm-hmm. infection, because it gave me the instant perspective that this is simply passing. Truly the verse that says, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Faith expressing itself through love. And, dear God, grant me the grace to be less attached today than yesterday. So attachments wreak havoc on our internal castle. Mm. These are the serpents of fear, doubt, and worry. As soon as you have an attachment, the little serpent of fear, doubt, and worry comes slithering right on into your castle, oftentimes under the radar. And then all of a sudden, we're spun mentally over wanting something. How do you know when you have attachment? When you start to ruminate, something will happen, and boom, you get a biological flare-up. Your heart starts to race. Maybe your face flushes. You are overlooked, unseen, under-recognized. It usually has to do with the ego, edge mm-hmm. got out. Mm-hmm. I prefer to say edge got in. Mm-hmm. Edge got in versus edge got out. And this is the invitation again for freedom. Don't allow yourself to be burdened by worrying about what other people think. Don't allow yourself to be burdened by feeling that you need a certain level of achievement in order to feel that you've made it, that you're enough. I mean, can you imagine the headspace freed up to truly create? Because we're created in the image of God to create.
That's right.
How much headspace per day is taken up? And this is a question for listeners. How much headspace is taken up in your day worrying about how things will turn out, why things happened as they did, or who said what to whom, or didn't say something to you? This takes up so much undue space. I mean, it's the false little serpents that are making residence in the internal mind, where we're called to have the mind of Christ. Well, what was Christ's mind like? I've done a study on that. What was his mind really like? How did he deal, live and move and have his being when he walked on earth? One of the things that's spoken about Jesus is that he wasn't concerned about status.
That's right.
Or the opinions of other people. Mm-hmm. That takes up a lot of residence in the mind space, the mind muck. So one of the things that we can do quickly as possible when we find ourselves to be spun, a truly spiritually discerning person that seeks God and yet gets spun, this is an invitation to return as quickly as possible to your greatest place of empowerment, basically surrender, giving it up to God. And how we do that is we have to address the biology, because that's where it comes in. Mm-hmm. Our heart starts to race. We have blurred vision, sometimes fragmented thinking, sometimes insomnia because of stress and ruminating, thinking about thoughts over and over again. So as quickly as possible, as we relax our body, one technique is simply, literally, what everything in the animal kingdom does is shake it off. You see the zebra. It gets attacked by a lioness. How many lionesses are going to attack us this week? Call it out. Observation. Drag it into the light and say, I've been attacked. My ego is spinning me right now. So you call yourself out as quickly as possible, then excuse yourself from the situation. Can't tell you how many times I will do this, and begin again. So you shake it off. You literally stand. And the way this technique works is you start stomping your feet very quickly, and then you move up your body. So it's a relaxation technique, actually, as you're shaking up through your body, out through your arms. And then breathing in the Holy Spirit and releasing the attack on your mind, so you can drop back into your body, because we have to address the biology, because what happens when you do feel threatened is the frontal cortex actually constricts. The blood vessels constrict and we become less intelligent. And when we're less intelligent, we don't have the ability to tune into available options, so that we get the tunnel vision, or what people refer to as the deer in the headlights.
Truly.
And so we might get the blood rushing to our hands and our feet. It, you know, might help you in the taekwondo ring. However, it won't help you remembering the skill set you need in order to get out of an attack.
Well, it's addressing that flight or fight.
Yes, that's exactly
situation.
It.
And mm-hmm.
How quickly can you get back?
Exactly. When we are mission-focused, especially, we're going to be attacked. Mm. We're going to be constantly, relentlessly attacked by that. And with these skills and techniques, and certainly I've learned from you what to do when we address those things. And I can't tell you how many times somebody saw me in the house shaking and jumping like you're talking
about.
Yeah,
like, or tapping.
You're having an epileptic seizure or something. But it does work, and it is true that we have to reset our focus and get ourselves in a place where we can think and be at peace. Mm-hmm. I am God's child. He is in charge. He is in control. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I have nothing to fear. Mm-hmm. And it is a blessing to do that. So certainly what you bring to the table is real-time tactical things that people can do. You often will write about attachment and assumptions. How can your choice for release in those two areas help us grow professionally and personally?
You know, it's interesting. We have these programs, and in timeline therapy, we each have a different set of programs or assumptions. And particularly in America, we're rendered extremely vulnerable.
Yes.
To attachments, mm-hmm. that come in the sense of assumptions. Life should show up for me, mm-hmm. a certain way. And so when it doesn't, I am literally flipped into animal planet.
Right.
So my frontal cortex squeezes. I can almost feel it. And I become less intelligent. The first thing I want to do, I'm a fighter. So the first thing I want to do is fight back. And so this is the time to step back so you can lean your personality back into God and do some of the different techniques that I teach in order to drop in the gap between what's happening outside of you and your choice of response to it. Our goal is to respond with Jesus' mindset. And how we have to do that is to address the assumptions that happen. Truly, Rodney, the only thing that we should expect, really, the invitation is every day. The only thing that as human beings we should expect every day and have full confidence in is that God loves and adores us. That's it.
He truly does.
That is
it.
He
truly does.
That is the one assumption and expectation. Expect nothing but to know that God loves and adores you today.
And he has completely opened all of his resources to us. And he, mm-hmm. tells us, seek and you shall find, knock, mm-hmm. and the door shall be opened.
Absolutely.
And it's when we depend on ourselves and look inwardly that we lose focus on how to deal properly, mm-hmm. God's wisdom, God's way, on whatever it is that comes into our lives.
That's exactly it. And as soon as we replace an assumption, I assume that the sense of entitlement and victimization keeps us so stuck in life.
It does.
And that it has nothing to do with the Spirit of God that he's woven within us.
That's
the
right.
Spirit of God, when you study the early disciples and how independent they were of needing anything, they lived with such incredible freedom inside because they didn't expect or assume anything except to be loved and adored by God and carried on in their mission. So they had so much headspace to simply be still, mm-hmm. hear the voice of God behind them, saying, this is the way, walk in it. As Mother Teresa said, we have so many shiny objects in America. It is extremely difficult to experience true intimacy with God. Mm-hmm. So it requires the other piece of it. Once you address your biology, you do a technique to get the biology realigned so you get back in the executive thinking part of the brain. As soon as you flip back into the executive thinking part of the brain, then you're able to remember, what does God say about this situation? And then you can take God's wisdom and a place. I'll give you an example. Recently, I was asked to speak in an event. Well, as they looked at the intention of the event, I introduced a friend of mine and said, she would be excellent for this event. So not thinking they'd call me and say, you know, we're going to choose your friend instead of you to speak. However, they did. They said, we're going to go with your friend because we feel like her content fits more with the intentions of our show, a better match than you. So I stopped instantly because I knew I'd get spun. Ego would spin me.
Right?
What? This was my event first, all that talk of ego, and stopped. I did some of my own stress relief techniques on my body as I was implementing that to get my body relaxed. Mm-hmm. And then I said, dear God, help me to pass the test, to think of the needs of somebody else and to rejoice that my sister gets to have this event over me. I want to pass today's test. So give me that grace to pass today's test, because then tonight my sleep will be sweet. I know that that's a sure thing. If I could pass today's spiritual test to think of somebody's needs above my own. But it requires staying awake at the gate and catching yourself before you give the devil a foothold to take you down.
And he's always there to try to get one.
Heck yeah. And extremely creative.
That's true.
Especially when you think you're doing great.
Exactly. Exactly. Pride cometh before a fall.
Yeah, exactly. Every time.
We're talking with Lauren E. Miller today, and this is the Lighthouse Workshop Events. When we come back, we're going to talk about frustration and tension that create obstacles in our life and how to deal with those. Also, we're going to be talking about identity. Where does that come from? How is it sustained? And how can we, as Christians and people of faith, use identity that we have through Christ in our lives to achieve a peaceful existence? Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
Welcome back to the Lighthouse Workshops on ctkradio.org. We're glad to have Lauren E. Miller with us today of Stress Solutions University. And Lauren, as we're moving on, I know that our listeners are really excited about the content we've been putting forth today. Thank you for that blessing. And I'm sure they're going to want more information. So tell folks, where can they go right now to find out more information about you and the events that you've got coming up? Because I know you do workshops as well as 30-day programs. Where can they go for that?
Yeah, absolutely. If they just go to my main website, laurenemiller.com. That's laurenemiller.com, laurenemiller.com. And if you go to the store, you will see a lot of different options there. The books are pretty much right on the homepage there. The blog is there too with quick tips and techniques. And the store actually has that light sound therapy product that I use twice a day.
Oh, awesome.
Boosts serotonin and endorphins. And that it also has a link to go to the CDs. I have 9 different CDs, 10 now,
okay,
actually. And they can also explore the Daily Well Pack, which is an incredible option for the body and boosts the mood, memory, just naturally. I actually take that as well. So, yeah. And then in terms of the 30-day, 3-minute-a-day programs, there's 5 of them to choose from. Cultivate
wow.
Healthy relationships. Dear Stress, Let's Break Up. Work-life balance, a cancer conquers mindset, and stress solutions for the soul. And they're each a 30-day program. What's cool about this is people can go to laurenemiller.com. They can click on the sidebar. It says check out the 30-day, 3-minute-a-day programs and actually watch a preview for each of those programs, you'll see them, a page will come up and you'll see all the programs on this, on the right hand side, and you can explore and see what fits for you.
Because that's great. So that's
when people are stressed, they don't have more than 3 minutes to do something.
Exactly. So, and they're getting to try before you buy.
Yeah, exactly. They get to explore just checking it out. And then of course, stresssolutionsuniversity.com is accessible on the store as well. And that's the community site. Mm-hmm. And people that join, actually, it's a give back project as well. They get to sponsor in some for free who's going through cancer or who is a wounded warrior. So, because there's tons of videos, quick grab and go tips as a member that people get instant access to.
Well, that seems to be the theme in your life of how can I serve my fellow man? What can I give today? How can I benefit others mm-hmm. from the wisdom and the challenges that I've been in my own life? One of the things that you do with that, and I hope our listeners will take advantage of this, it's a workshop that you do on a regular basis. The next one is going to be on December the 6th. December the 6th at Park Meadows Pilates. Would you tell people a little bit more about that?
Sure. This one is December 6th, right between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Not that anyone's stressed or anything. But it's good timing, actually. It's only an hour. And it's a complimentary workshop that I put forth through Stress Solutions University. And the topic is work-life balance. And actually, it's more on how do you get off the seesaw? Mm. Of rising and falling depending on how the world is judging you or not responding to you or responding to you, so that we can experience that silent holy night experience that God calls us to on a daily basis. So we're going to be learning quick techniques, just grab and go stress relief techniques. I'll have lots of the books, CDs there, and it'll be a fun time for about an hour. And people will walk away with tangible skills that they'll be able to apply into the holiday season to maintain the peace that passes all human understanding.
Well,
that's our goal.
That itself is probably the most valuable Christmas gift anybody could give themselves. So
I'll be there. I always learn something.
Yep. So again, that's December 6th at Park Meadows Pilates. This is a space limited program.
It is
complimentary. So I would encourage our listeners to go right now to laurenemiller.com/events.
Actually, it's /share/events. But if they just go to laurenemiller.com, yep, and click on the events tab, they'll get to it.
Great. Great, great.
That's the easiest.
The events tab at her website to reserve your spot because space is limited.
It is.
And after that, you're actually joining us for our January event for Lighthouse Workshop.
I'm very excited.
We are too. This is going to be an all-day affair, and Lauren is going to be one of five high-quality caliber speakers. And the awesome thing about these events is that you literally get to sit down and work with our professionals one-on-one in their area of expertise in your life. It is part of their give back for their day and certainly for their experience in life. Let me also encourage you to take a check on that at Lighthouse Workshop Events, lighthouseworkshopevents.com. There you can register, and as a radio listener, you're also entitled to a discount by registering earlier than December the 31st. So take a look at that at lighthouseworkshopevents.com. See the lineup of speakers and little video promos of who it is, what their quality is, and what they'll be delivering. And we are really excited about that upcoming then in January. So, Lauren, moving on a little bit, one of the things that people encounter all the time is frustration, especially when they depend on their own wisdom and their own understanding, and yet we are instructed to what?
To lean into Christ.
Lean into Christ. Lean not on our own
understanding.
Exactly. Exactly. Frustration and tension often create blocks in productivity as well as communication within our lives. Do you have any advice or anything in your life experience that you can share? And then what's the resolution? What do people do when they encounter that?
You know, frustration, again, it's frustration is the body's response to feeling threatened. So frustration is a mindset. You're frustrated because why? So getting us specifically tuned into what is making me feel, or nothing makes you feel anyway, anything, you allow yourself to be spun. But what is it about this specific situation that is causing a sense, a flare-up or a pushback? because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Frustration is a pushback. No, we're not 2 years old anymore, so we don't have fits, so we have controlled frustration.
But it's the same
so we're
thing.
Not throwing ourselves on the floor in King Super, screaming and yelling and kicking.
Oh, I still do that.
You know?
Is that a bad thing?
I've actually done that before, even full adult. When I was diagnosed with the cancer, on the floor, rolling around, screaming and yelling against it. So it really is. It's an indication of a pushback. So with every pushback, there's a lesson. Dear God, give me wisdom. What is it that I need to remember in order to return to a place of peace? Well, one, not my will, yours be done. Two, I do have the ability and learning the stress relief skills for the body so that you can get out of the biological flare quickly. That's what's so essential to get those grab and go tips so that you can create the calm in the body, because you can think all day long, can't be frustrated over that, can't be frustrated over that. And whatever you think about, whatever you resist, persists. So the way that the reticular activating system located in the brainstem does, this is one of the closest friends or worst enemies, and we get to program it. This is how God wired us together. Mm-hmm. It's located by the brainstem, and it basically is responsible for behavioral motivation. It tunes into whatever we're focusing on. So if you have if you're frustrated because nothing's ever working out for you, and you feel like you're spinning your wheels at work, where you have been busting it at work and somebody else got the promotion over you, that creates a deep sense of frustration. Whatever you focus on grows bigger quickly. So as quickly as possible, I invite you to turn away from that closed door and simply say, if not here, then where? It's not rejection, it's just direction. And so you couple that with some of the stress relief techniques, the different pressure points on the body. The body has many different pressure points that when stimulated and held on to at some points, like the one in the hand, you actually release the sense of calm within the body. You put into motion the biological calm that can take place with lowering the cortisol levels, increasing your breathing. One of the quick things that you can do when you do feel spun in terms of frustration is as quickly as possible, breathe deeply. There's a common breathing technique where you simply take your tongue, you place it right where your front teeth come together on the inside by your gums. So you just place your tongue at the top part of your mouth, the tip of your tongue. As you breathe in through your nose to the count of 7, and then you hold it to the count of 8, and then you release it to the count of 7. Simply focusing in on this technique takes you out of the mind of being, or the biology of being spun. Then as quickly as possible, I have the Bible downloaded on my phone. So when I get frustrated, as quickly as possible, after doing a biological technique to relax my body, I will literally just click on the Bible, listen to it for a little bit. The Word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces through the muck. It pierces through the mind muck and gets us back on track so that we again can give our spirit permission to guide our flesh versus giving our flesh permission to guide our spirit. When we are spun or frustrated, just know who's at the helm. It is the flesh. The flesh needs to be seen, acknowledged, recognized. The flesh needs to interpret, conclude, own, control, possess. Those are all little archways through which stress and anxiety just slither right into. What is the spirit leading? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. What is good, right, true, beautiful, excellent, praiseworthy? These are the things when the spirit is leading and driving our ship, then that's the result. So it's again, frustration is just a signal within our body, as stress is, giving us the opportunity to identify and adjust our perception of a situation. To ask, dear God, help me to see this through your eyes, hear it through your ears, and respond to it through your heart space, not mine, because I want to be seen, acknowledged, recognized, approved of, known, accolades, all that. That's our flesh. The spirit says, no, be smaller so God can be bigger. And then the frustration will fall to the wayside. The frustration comes from our ego's insatiable desire to be seen, acknowledged, recognized, approved of. And this wreaks havoc on our interior castle in our world, where we do have the opportunity to experience peace that passes all human understanding, no matter what surrounds us, no matter how many lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my.
Are mucking around in our mind. Exactly. That's
well,
exactly it.
I love it that you're telling people that it's okay for us to go back to our user's manual
Yes.
When we need to.
Yep.
Which is all day, every day. That's why it's so easily accessible. And, you know, it's a great idea to have the word with us at all times.
It is. It sharpens our mind.
It truly does. Truly does. We're speaking with Lauren E. Miller today. We're so glad you're part of our audience on Lighthouse Workshops. When we come back, we're going to be talking about self-identity. What is that? What is its proper source? And where should that come from? Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.
The Christ the King Radio website was designed and is maintained by GECS. Website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com. US.com.
Aday Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com.
This is Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Lighthouse Workshop Radio at ctkradio.org. We're speaking with Lauren E. Miller today, and it has been an absolute blessing. And we hope that you've gleaned some wisdom and some implementable. Can I make that word? Can you
say sure. It? I make up words all the time.
Implementable resources into your life. And folks, what I want to share with you from a personal experience is Lauren and I have known each other for several years now. And I can tell you the difference between what she's bringing to the table versus others that are in the industry is she comes from a place of faith. She comes from a life experience that was so deep, deeper than anything that most people have experienced. It is genuine, it is real, and it is totally usable in your life. No matter what's going on, it covers the spectrum of life events with real, implementable, usable techniques and tactics to deal with that ever-present element of stress and frustration in our life. Again, to find out more about that, it's laurenemiller.com. On her website, you can find out more about her products as well as the events that she's got coming up and be able to give that gift of being able to be de-stressed at all times. How awesome a gift is that to have in your life and giving it to someone else? That truly is a buy one, give one opportunity, and we're really glad to be able to bring that to you, our listeners. Lauren, as we're wrapping things up today, one of the most common things that we see that people struggle with all of the time is identity. They use their title, their position, their stature, their social presence. They use everything that is around them to define who they are as part of their identity. Therein lies the biggest challenge, because when one or all of those elements are challenged or taken away, so is their identity. What would you let people know about where identity should come from, how that looks, and what happens as a result when people adopt that new or maybe even unfamiliar aspect of obtaining identity that comes for us from God?
That's we could do a whole show on that one, Ronnie.
That's a
great topic, and one that I definitely address pretty much every time I speak to any group, simply because it drives how we show up in life, in our environment.
Yep.
And in neurolinguistic programming, they actually, Gregory Bateson, who's social anthropologist, came up with several different layers in terms of personal excellence and how people really can step up and accomplish goals in life, and what is there some kind of formula, real hands-on formula. And one of the actual flows that I've really resonated with, that I learned in my training in the neurolinguistic programming field, is simply the logical levels of personal excellence. And the top logical level, like the highest level, is our relationship with God. our spirit, our soul, our spirituality, our relationship in Christ. And what that does is that drips down. It's like an inverted pyramid, and it's the biggest part at the top. When you are right with God, the next level below that is identity.
Hmm.
That forms your identity. And then below that is your belief system. So that's all coming from God. Your relationship with God flows into your identity, flows into your belief system. The next level is your capabilities. This is what you believe you're capable of handling. Well, what does God say? All things are possible, particularly when you're praying in God's will. What would you have me do with the skills and talents you've blessed me with? Then below the capabilities is your behavior. And ultimately your environment, where what you do happens. So when I work with my clients and they come to me, usually on the lower levels, they want an adjustment in their capabilities, behavior, and environment. Something is going amok in their day-to-day life and they want something fixed. So as quickly as possible, just taking where they're at, I will invite them up to make the adjustments at the spiritual identity and belief. Because the relationship of God, with God, first and foremost, forms your sense of self, your identity. Who do I think I am? Three basic questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what will it matter?
And that has to come in that order.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Because who am I fuels why am I here? And that fuels what will it matter? So when your identity is in Christ, like Galatians 2:20, I have been put to death with Christ on the cross. So it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. This life I live by faith alone in the Son of God who loves me and gave his life for me. When I feel frustration and anxiety, this is simply a signal, an opportunity. I am putting more of me forth in this world than I am God. So it's an invitation to flip it. Like John the Baptist prayer, more of you. I must become less. You must become more. So it's getting our identity hooked up with the right fuel. If we're hooked up with the identity from the world, I can assure you of this cycle, that we will rise and fall depending on how the world judges us at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a roller coaster. And this is what pulled me out when I was 16 and 17 years old. I actually wrote about it then, that I was tired of the ups and downs depending on what was happening outside of me. So I wanted that internal anchor that says, you know what, Lauren, you are beautifully and wonderfully created no matter what. And this lesson, Rodney, what happens when you do lose those things that you're attached to? So again, an attachment is an emotional state of clinging due to the belief that without something, person, or circumstance, you can't be happy. Okay, so knowing that that's an attachment, what is the solution? And how do you know that you're attached? You get the frustration, the flare-up, the ruminating, the anxiousness, the self-doubt, worry, fear, all those little serpents slither in. And the invitation again is to begin again. Putting God first, that flows into your identity, beliefs, capability, behavior, and environment. And that creates inner congruency that serves our highest good, because it's coming from our highest good. That's God, through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's our call as Christians, to make God recognizable in this world. I'm on the board of an incredible group called Lead Like Jesus. And Phyllis, who's the CEO, is one of my dear friends. And we'll often talk about the different aspects of what does it mean to be a leader in this world. And this is where Lead Like Jesus is awesome with this, because they talk about the heads, the habits, the heart, and the hands of Christ. How did Jesus show up as a leader in this world? Where was his identity? In God alone. In God alone. That's why he existed outside of overwhelm, in the sense that not that he was pressed up right against him and he felt the steam of overwhelm and fear in his face. He gave God more authority than the steam of overwhelm and fear. And that is our lesson every single day. Where do you give authority? Do you give God more authority, or do you give your fear, doubt, and worry and sense of identity in a certain circumstance, as I had today or the other day when you know, this opportunity came up to literally exalt a colleague, friend of mine over myself? That's the higher lesson. Not that I'm speaking at this event. The higher lesson is, oh my goodness, thank you, sweet Jesus, that I was able to stay in peace and truly be happy for her. That's the spiritual progress. That when I went through the experience of cancer and I flatlined, which is another whole story, but when I was outside of my body and in the full presence of God, I almost had, when I popped back in, this sense of embarrassment of how much headspace, time that I had spent worrying about when I was diagnosed with cancer, if I would live, because I had three young kids, 8, 10, and 12, and the diagnosis came 1 week prior to my final divorce court date. So it was the perfect, you know, I remember saying to God, you have an interesting way to train your people who have said, you know, use me as a peacemaker. I mean, in terms of reminding people of what true peace is, not that there'll be peace outside of you, but how do you maintain that internal peace that passes all human understanding? That's my mission. Really, is to give people the skill set so that no matter what surrounds people, no matter how much fear, doubt, or worry, that they have the skill set, spirit, mind, emotions, body, to be able to resist as Jesus did in the garden and choose Christ and choose God in spite of the fear and the serpents slithering around us on a day-to-day basis. I remember one time when, you know, like I said, you don't know if you have an attachment until it's gone. And when I lost all my hair and my breasts, there was the time when I saw myself for the first time completely stripped of everything that I had attached my femininity to. I didn't even have eyebrows or eyelashes. So I looked androgynous from the waist up. I couldn't tell if I was male or female. And so to have everything stripped from you, and I was raised in Long Island, and so big hair was a big deal. So I'd never seen my bald head before. So it's one of those things where I literally was rendered at a crossroads. Do I give my spirit permission to define who I am in God or my outer appearance? And so I invite the listeners today to truly just sit back, take a deep breath, and lean into God and ask, dear God, where am I giving more authority to in my life over you? Because you'll know, because you'll be spun. You'll be ruminating about it. You can't let it go. And so it's an invitation. Do I give God more authority or this thought pattern more authority to define me, or what I see in the mirror? Many of us judge ourselves harshly by our appearance. When I realize that I'm first and foremost connected to God and I lack nothing in that space, then whether I have breasts or no breasts, hair or no hair, and you can apply anything that you're going through, listeners, today, whether or not you have this thing that you think that you really need in order to feel successful or important or seen, acknowledged, recognized. These are the types of things that are invitations for us, all of us, to again step away from the things of the world and give full authority to God in our interior castle than we do to any metaphorical hair or breasts that we've attached ourselves to. So it's powerful stuff.
It is powerful stuff. And Lauren, thank you for being such a huge blessing today for us and our listeners, and it has been an absolute privilege having you here today.
Thanks, Robin.
It is just a huge privilege for that. For more information, if you haven't heard already, it's laurenemiller.com, where you can find out about her events as well as her products that are available for you. You'll be able to meet Lauren in person at the Lighthouse Workshop event in January. Please check that out as well. Thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to our next time together, where we continue the pursuit of excellence, restoration, and blessing in our life. God bless you in this day, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.